teach you how to interact with your listeners, get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to sportsstylechicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
What's up, Chicago? It's Rufio. Are you looking to get hands-on training for a career in radio or TV? Just do what I did and go to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Whether you're looking to be on air or behind the scenes, the Illinois Center for Broadcasting is for you. As a graduate of ICB, I was placed in an internship with Kiss FM, and now I'm on the air. You can do the same. For more info, go to beonair.com/career. That's beonair.com/career.
SportsTownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey. Ooh, wow. Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportsTownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
Hey, it's Herb Lawrence. If you love sports and you want a career in broadcasting, then go to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Log on to beonair.com right now. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting trains you for careers in radio, TV, and online media. With internships, financial aid for those who qualify, job placement assistance, and day and night classes, you could start your new career in less than a year. Log on to beonair.com right now. Take it from me, Herb Lawrence. Check out the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
When you need a break from your busy schedule, kick back and listen to the fun sports and entertainment interviews from SportsTownChicago.com. The Big Interview Has is where you hear SportsTownChicago.com personalities pick the brains of the biggest names in sports, music, movies, and TV. To catch up on all the fun, go to the audio sportsdownchicago.com and click on the audio tab. Sportsdownchicago.com. We are in a league of our own. Yep. Guests on sportsdownchicago.com are brought to you by the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. If you're interested in a career in broadcasting, go to beonair.com. Or call the Lombard campus at 630-916-1700. Yeah!
You love sports. You have passion, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. It's Herb Lawrence of 670 The Score. Get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, just like I did. Check out their campus in Lombard with amazing equipment and staff. Get a jump on the competition with hands-on training in radio and TV. With internships, flexible classes, affordable tuition, and job placement, you could start a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Enrolling now for upcoming classes. Go to beonair.com/SCORE. That's beonair.com/SCORE.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Back here on SportsTownChicago.com, Chris Labosco, Eric Willowhite, and Joe Zalewski all here with you, bringing you this one that is currently tied at 3 between the Cougars and the Islanders. We welcome you into our broadcast booth here. And when you look at it, not a good start for the Cougars, but a good finish, although then they give up the 2-on-1.
Exactly. You know, and I said that to Coach Stofers as I was heading down for the intermission interview. It was a different line of questioning, really, that I was going to be asking him. And then all of a sudden they score 3 goals, and then the Islanders come back with 1 goal to tie it up. So much activity there in the last couple minutes. But I think some of the same things that he would have been concerned about being down 2-0 apply. And he even alluded to that, getting some, you know, net front presence and staying aggressive.
And when you look at the goals like this one here with Watson and Lombardi that made it 3-2, it is net front presence that gets them the goal, because where is Lombardi at? He's right there in the blue paint, able to get on top of that puck and get it in for the goal.
Exactly. And Joe, you talked about some of that physicality that the Cougars need to bring. Net front presence is part of that, isn't it?
Net front presence is definitely part of that physicality. And one thing you mentioned early on was if he's able to see all the shots, he's going to stop them. And he wasn't able to see a majority of those shots that went in and that helped the Cougars get that 3-3 tie.
And to go with that, we have the goal right before the first goal that led to everything. 4 opportunities it took for the Cougars before they finally got one in. You have the backhander from Olsen. That was that was already the third chance. Now chance number four, and he gets it in as he's falling away from the net.
Great persistence there, too, by Olsen as well.
But again, it goes back to what you guys were talking about, too. You need net front presence. What do they have there?
Net front presence.
Exactly. And then, of course, you have the final goal, though, that kind of made the momentum start to go back towards the Islanders, not the way you want to finish a period, where they give up the two-on-one goal after the opportunity on the pinch didn't work, which leads to this.
Right, and you got a clear out here, just a one-on-one play. I think
it was a little bit after this, I think, is what it was. But still, it's something where, there it is, this is the pinch, and then there you go, two-on-one.
Two-on-one the other way. Islanders heading in. Here's your tying goal right here.
And here's the thing, too. What do you do if you're Hunter Schiffman in that situation? Do you just sprawl out like that? From what I've always remember hearing is that you want to take away the man who would be getting the pass, allow your goalie to have that one-on-one with the man coming down.
Yeah, sometimes you have to play a little bit both ways. In other words, you're trying to prevent the pass, but you're also trying to prevent a little interference for the shooter. But you're right. In most cases, your job is to take the player without the puck, and the goalie's focus is on the shooter.
And it looked like for Barr there, it looked like he was kind of getting ready to go over. That's what it kind of looked like when you watch it again, is that he was maybe anticipating the pass more than the shot.
Yeah, any little bit of cheating, man, a good shooter's going to pick up on that.
As the Cougars make their way back out onto the ice here, they're about ready for the start of the second half. The Cougars really trying to... They've regrouped at least. They had a lead, lost it. But they have a chance now to try and get it back here in the second half. As their players make their way out. I think one of the biggest things still, too, is Willie DeRemus on the back end. It's changed their back end quite a bit. You now have a lot more time out there by a guy in Beltrame who he's stepped into his role, and I think he's really stepped up. He got that one goal. We didn't show you the replay there at intermission. But he's the one with a great individual effort to get around a guy and then get inside all alone with the goalie to get the goal.
Yeah, whenever you get a key player out of the lineup, someone has to step up. That someone was Beltrame in that situation.
See what happens here in this second half as the Cougars control the puck. D-to-D pass. I want to correct myself from earlier. They are in the USP3HL. There's a lot of Islanders teams. This is the one that plays. As there's an opportunity for Rayback for a shot from the left circle that's deflected up into the right wing corner.
Right in the slot, too.
As there's a turnover for a quick shot from Nickerson. Pad save made by Reed. Pass comes out to the far side over to White. White along the left wing, dumps it down in behind the net. Olsen will go and play the puck. Right wing corner pass to the near side as Nickerson's able to at least direct it into the neutral zone. No more long change here. A little bit different than what we had in that last period as this comes over to the near side towards Trey White. White along the near boards. Hit put on a player as White tries to send it back forward as it bounces off of him and right to Hatfield. Hatfield dumping it in and goes right towards the glove hand of Barr, who grabs it out of the air, and his pass over to the far side for the Cougars gets out as it's Zavane. He goes around one into the right circle as he takes a shot there. Pad save, big rebound came out. Nobody was there to finish it off on the near side. Zavane going off for the end of his shift. As this goes to the right wing corner where Lomberg lifts the stick and frees it up in towards the slot. As that's a nice behind, through the legs pass behind by Watson. Just couldn't quite get it to Lomberg. As this gets Lomberg along the near side, who pushes it in along the left wing half boards. Watson cutting in front. Can't get to it as it goes to Zatera. Zatera back down low for Watson. Lomberg going for a change himself now.
Puck taking a lot of really weird bounces really early on.
As there's a player who got in behind on the left wing in Lafort. Lafort with the centering pass bounces off of a Cougars defender and goes in behind to the right wing corner. As they almost snuck a player in behind again, Eric.
Yep, that's something they have to watch out for.
Seems like they'd made the adjustment a little bit earlier, but maybe not quite completely, as this one tipped and dumped in by Samuel Hernandez in behind. Olsen with his pass along the far side. Looked like it might have hit off of a player. No icing is the call here. Thought so as this one comes back towards hot as Hot makes the pass over to the far side, as through the middle and skating in before getting checked was the player there. That puck bounced away and gets onto the stick of Letmanski. Letmanski along the right wing, has a player to his left in Palermo, tries to feed it out in front for him. He directed it on net. Save was made by Reed on the opportunity. Letmanski now in behind, trying to free that puck back up. Goes to the right wing corner, and now back up to the right point. Loading up his Schiffman as that hits a player out in front, and he's down on the ice as that hit him hard right on like where the kneecap is, it looked like. I don't know. Try to see where he got hit. Actually might have got him in the juicy part of the thigh,
right
behind, it looks like, is maybe where he's grabbing.
Or right behind the knee.
We'll see.
We might get a look here on the shot.
Yeah, as you're going to see, skating in, and the puck got him and then just bounced off and went in behind. So
yeah.
I went pretty quick in behind. They might have just clipped him. Either way, left wing half boards, one up to the left point. Palermo wrists one in on net as that was deflected just wide by one of the players for the Islanders, and Cantu almost deflected it onto his own net.
Yeah, that was close.
Comes back out to the neutral zone to Schiffman as it bounces away from him. A hit delivered onto Schwartz, but that allows for the Cougars to enter the zone. Pass in towards the middle, but getting tied up was Marcuselli as it comes back to the near side. Quickly dumped right back in by the Cougars as this one goes in behind and off to Schwartz. Schwartz lost the puck there, but gets a little bit of help from his teammate in Peters. As Peters pulls up, takes a shot from the left circle. Save made by Reed. He almost dropped it, though. But he was able to hold on long enough for the whistle. Faceoff will be to the right of Reed. So we watch this one again.
Right, trying to get front and presence. Something that we've been talking about all game long. You see it right there on that shot opportunity as well.
Yeah, keep him on the doorstep.
Yep.
Keep the pressure on.
Make the goalie think about something.
Faceoff one to the left point by the Cougars. Sent back down low to Zavane, who sends it to the left corner for Gavin Nickerson. Nickerson back to Cody Rayback, backhands it for Nickerson, who's in the left wing corner with it. Pulls off the boards, backhands it back down for Rayback. Rayback trying to get free as he gets to the top of the left circle. Gets it in front for Nickerson, who shoots in the glove. Save made by Reed on the point blank opportunity for Gavin Nickerson.
That was an outstanding save by Reed. I mean, sometimes you can say the shooter shot it right into the glove, but either way, he's coming in all alone. Watch this drop pass by Zavane. In all alone, and Nickerson right into the glove. Great save by Reed.
As there's a shot and goal, and Gavin Nickerson beats him this time to give the Cougars the lead again, 4-3.
So same side, only this time a different outcome. 4-3 Cougars.
Looked like it was a shot block, just stayed in the zone that ultimately led to that opportunity. Let's take a look at it right here on the monitor, on the replay.
There's faceoff win, shot on net. And then there's Nickerson running free, left to right, pulls it to his right, goalie's moving to his left, into the net.
No way he could get to it that time for the goalkeeper in Dustin Reed, as his team now trails once again. They came back quickly last time once they lost the lead. We'll see what happens here as Lomberg sends a shot wide to the right wing corner. Watson up to the right point as this one will come back out into the neutral zone.
Yeah, and to the casual observer, a faceoff win may not seem like that big of a deal, but in that instance, that's the whole reason why the Cougars scored there.
It's the little things. The little things that lead to those great opportunities and goals.
Watson with a shot that was Zatera from the slot, sends a pass in towards the middle as it bounces free onto the stick of Hernandez. Hernandez through the middle, along the right wing, across the blue line, down into the right wing corner, backhands this one to the left wing half boards. As Lafort trying to get it back out in front, comes right back to him as he tips it back in behind the net. Olsen freeing it up along the far side, pinching in as Anderson to hold it in. Sent back down low where Watson takes it back for the Cougars. Pass to the left wing, over to Lomberg. Lomberg crossing with the player there in Zatera. Zatera's shot rebound came out and just able to get his stick on it was Anderson, as there was two players for the Cougars who would have had a chance for that. This one will deflect down for an icing on the Islanders to bring it back into their end with 19:34 left to go, 4-3 Cougars.
And one of the things you're seeing from the Cougars is a lot of shots low on the pad level now. So we talked about earlier in the first half, a lot of the shots were waist or higher. This time, a lot of the shots are lower, getting down to pad level, and that's where you get some of those juicy rebound opportunities.
As Schiffman holds the player up there, as he tries to get the puck onto his stick, he sent it a little bit lower, but it came free. But now right back where the two players are still tied up with each other. This board battle continuing here, finally freed up off the stick of Van Dyke before it bounces back to Schiffman, back onto the stick of Kropp, up to the left point. It gets to Palermo, who loads up in the butterfly save, and holding on to it is Reed for the left wing circle faceoff.
Again, here's an example where the shot is about waist level. He absorbs it in the glove. Puck gets deflected up.
I think you like the idea, though, from Palermo.
Yep, absolutely. You're at a time now where, again, keep throwing that puck on the net and having people go towards the net.
Loading up again was Palermo. Send it wide of the net as it bounces off the end boards up along the far half boards. Puck up into the air and then finally hit back out into the neutral zone where Palermo takes it back. Palermo will just wrist this one in after his team tags up and gets on sides as the fourth line for the Cougars does some work here. Puck comes free as it's turned over onto the stick of Peters. Peters back down low, trying to free it up for Marcuselli or Schwartz as Peters comes back in onto the stick of Marcuselli as he backhands it over to the left wing half boards. Palermo on the pinch, gets it back down into the left wing corner. Two players there for either side, comes up to Palermo again. He makes a move around one checker as he tried to get a tip in front on a wrister that's blockered away to the left wing corner again. This fourth line doing some good work for the Cougars as it comes free back along the near boards.
Palermo with another pinch.
As he holds in, shoots in, it's right into the stomach again.
Boy, Joe, Palermo's been really active here. He's on the pinch, throwing pucks at the net. He's been very noticeable so far here in the second half.
He definitely has been very noticeable in the second half. And the one thing I'm seeing right now is them just getting a lot of good possession time in the Islander zone as well.
Left wing circle faceoff, one in the near half boards where it's on the stick of Zavane. He pulls it off, gets into the high slot, holds on, shoots, save made. And having a jump on top of it was Reed as it bounced away from him, but he was able to bring it back inside to his body to hold on to it for another faceoff.
More action on the net. Now you're not seeing Reed here. He doesn't look as strong or as confident in net as he did in the first half. That puck right in his glove dropped it, and he had to cover up quickly.
As this one bounces through the middle, down to the right wing corner onto the stick of Lahkonen. Lahkonen from behind his own net, skating off along the right wing in front of his own bench, dumps it in to the right wing corner after he crossed the center line. And behind the net, Zavane will go to the right wing corner and lose a battle. As that puck comes back to the Islanders. Dumped to the right wing corner by Fox as it's touched up and behind by Max Barr. Sends it over towards Zavane as Zavane streaking back up ahead has Rayback to his left as he's got a player on his back. Gives it off to Rayback there in the left wing corner who ends up losing an edge as he was down hard to the ice, a little bit slow to get back up. As now into the right wing corner is Zavane who gets checked. Puck comes free back to the Islanders. Through the middle of the ice, it goes right to number 33 in Smith as he will circle around and try and send it back up to the right point. Right wing corner, it's Bambichow. Is that one back to the right point for Hott as he sends a shot in. That one hit off, I think, a player in front as it goes to the left wing corner. Might have even hit off the stick of Barr. As the pass gets to Nickerson in the right corners. He tried to center it for Zavane. Puck was on edge, couldn't be controlled. Olsen lifting it and sending it right back in as the Cougars tag up as they go for a change themselves. As this comes back to the left wing corner. Puck off of the boards there, touched by an Islander as they change themselves. Cougars trying to grow this lead though with the possession time they've had. Sent to an area as it gets onto the stick of what looks like Watson as he tried to center it, as it was comes now to Lomberg along the left wing half boards before cutting in front is Garrity. Garrity behind his own net, skates off, pass to the near side to Hott. Hott turned it over as it gets right back to Mike Watson. Watson, a big hit on Jesper Lomberg, but Watson there to take the puck back. As he looks up for Palermo, loading up, some traffic in front and it hits off the end boards. and gets back up to Schiffman. Right wing half boards, Watson now. Lets a player go sliding past him as he takes it down and behind. Tried to center a pass, but cutting in front was a player for the Islanders. Bounces up to Palermo at the left point. Toes the line, sends it over to Zetera. Back to Palermo at the point. Wrists it to an area because there's a player coming right at him. Nice move around one shot by what looked to be Watson as he sent it to the left wing corner. Nice move around one player as this one goes to the right circle for a quick shot opportunity. That hit off a player into the slot. Lemanski with another one as this comes to Lombard. A lot of time by the Cougars here in the offensive zone. Palermo skating in, has a player right on his back. Sends it to Zetero, who drops it off for Letmanski. Letmanski surveying, makes a move around once, sends it up towards the left point where there was nobody there. As a player cut in for the Islanders, that'll allow the Islanders to change the players. Pass into the middle off of Van Dyke. Van Dyke back around one as his stick gets lifted. Kropp fighting through a check, gets it onto his as he tried to cut into the slot. Goes back in behind the net. Left wing corner. Find Palermo, who had come in from his defensive spot for a shot that might have head off the blocker. As it goes back to the right wing corner. Player in the slot there. Letmanski goes top shelf and scores from the slot to make it 5-3 Cougars with 14:21 left to go. And guys, it was like a matter of time. The Cougars just spent so much time. It's like there's a giant tilt, and it's to the left side of the ice.
It definitely was. A lot of that, and that prior to this play, Palermo coming in, making the shot. Puck gets cycled around, and Letmanski right in the slot there fires off
a beautiful one-timer.
Right.
No time even to get the glove up for Reed.
Nope.
As his team now trails by two to the Cougars. As the Islanders have it in their own end. Starting up along the left wing as this one dumped down in behind the net. As this one pushed to the left wing corner where Peters is. Peters pass to the near side, a little bit out of the reach of Marcuselli, but he gets his stick on it anyway. Skates through middle ice. Along the left wing, into the left circle, a shot and Reed with the glove hand. Holds on for a left wing circle. Cougars will take that, get that face off in the zone.
Yeah, Marcuselli coming in on four defenders and still manages to get a shot off there. Not the best display of defense there by the Islanders, and good work by Marcuselli.
The Islanders, it seems like the longer this has gone on, the harder they've had a time of keeping the Cougars away from the middle.
Correct.
One up to the left point to Lahkonen as he sends a wrister that gets tipped wide of the net to the right wing corner. As this one grabbed out of the air by Beltrame as he will hit it to an area for his team to chase in the left wing corner. As Schwartz put a hit as that puck came free and sent all the way down as it bounces off the side of the net. Comes back for Beltrame. He turned it over, shot, hits a player in front as that hit someone hard. Looks like it's Beltrame who had hit. As the Islanders maybe with a chance here. It's Barr with the save. Rebound came out right into the slot, but the puck gets pushed into the right wing corner. Back onto the stick of Fox as he tried to center a pass, but it comes to Marcuselli. Marcuselli streaking up as his team goes for a change. Left circle shot, rebound opportunity. Another shot as that one just hit away as trying to fight and push it in was Marcuselli as he gets taken down after the hit from Trevor Hott. And Hott was the one who kept it out of the back of the net. Olsen with the shot there as that one gets tipped out in front and then gets hit off the player in front, and it looked to be Marcuselli again as he had some grade A opportunities there, creating opportunities for himself.
Yeah, he's looked like a one-man wrecking crew out there these last couple minutes.
Nickerson cutting into the slot, top shelf, and hits it off the crossbar and in. 6-3 Cougars now.
Well,
Gavin Nickerson having himself a game.
He certainly is. Now you can see the Cougars' offense just starting to take over and take control in this game. Zavane dropping it off to Nickerson. Nickerson skating in, makes a nice move around the defenseman. Swoops in on Reed. Top shelf, left side. 5-6-3 now, Cougars.
The Islanders here, after playing such a good first half, haven't been able to stay with the Cougars here in the second half.
They've been playing too much in their own zone, and you can't win that way.
Face-off won by the Cougars as they continue the pressure as Cody Rayback sends it to his defense. Olsen to the near side, Nickerson dumping it down in, doesn't get it too far as this one sent back out by the Islanders to the far side. But right there is Furter to try and push it forward. As it comes over along the near boards, crosses the blue line, but comes right back to Zavain, who makes a move around one as he lost the puck. As maybe a two-on-one here, as there's the shot, Barr with the save, rebound opportunity, Barr with the pat save there, keeps this game at a three-goal lead for the Cougars as Cody Rayback gets taken out there, no call, as skating along the right wing and sending it in toward onto Barr was the player in number four, and Nick Wardstrom. So we get a little bit extras there at the end.
So, Joe, if you're the Islanders here, you're down three goals, you still got plenty of time left. What is it that they need to do to get this turned around from their perspective?
Just play their game. They're a team that likes to be physical. Be as physical as you can. Get kind of take what the Cougars did early on in the game. Get bodies to the front net and just keep shooting and just try to go to town. And that's and the Cougars are a really skilled team, and you be physical with skilled team. That's how you try to diminish them.
Player got kicked out of the faceoff dot for the Cougars. It was Watson, and Zavain won it to Watson as this puck brought in onside by Zetera. Bounced away from him into the right wing corner. He gets hit high as that puck comes free. Back through the neutral zone. It bounces towards Palermo. Will pick it up in his own right circle. Takes it behind his own net, pass over to the far side as the Cougars try to break out as Zavain, or Zetera, two Z names on the team. It's very rare to even see one as this is brought to the left wing half boards by Watson as he dumps it to the right wing corner. Islanders take it back, backhanding it forward was Trey White as that bounces near the blue line and then it's turned over onto the stick of Zetera. Zetera turned it over as soon as he had it. Islanders started to start back off ice, pass to the near side as it's dumped in by the Islanders. Palermo along the left wing, cross ice pass off of Zetera as it was just behind him. Palermo picking it up and backhanding it free for Hunter Schiffman. As Palermo or Van Dyke try to make a pass off, and that one crosses the blue line offsides. So faceoff will be in the far dot. Or wait, no, they're pointing it inside. I think it hit off somebody on the bench.
And for our Sportstown Chicago audience, stay tuned for our third game from the showcase. It'll be the Alpena Flyers versus the Decatur Blaze. That's coming up here around 7 o'clock here on SportstownChicago.com.
Face-off one to the right-wing corner as it's on Letmanski's stick. Sends it in behind for Kropp. Kropp to the left-wing corner. Stops there. Starts to go back behind the net before it's poked away from him by the Islanders as this comes to the near side onto Rajak's stick. Quickly hitting it back in was Lokkonen. Wardstrom taking it back for... And then turned over onto Letmanski's stick as he gets a backhander off. Reed with the pad save as it goes up to the right point. And then back to the neutral zone. That was almost a very costly turnover for the Islanders. Letmanski from the left point sends a shot in, directed to the right wing half boards where Kropp is. Kropp around one, tries to go around another as he had a couple of players on him as he tried to send the puck down deep for his team to hold it. Can't quite do it, but they still have possession of the puck back in their own end. And I mean, even when the Islanders get the puck back, guys, the control goes back to the Cougars fairly quickly.
Although one thing I would say, though, if you're the Cougars, you want to, when you're up high near the blue line like that, you don't want to get too fancy with the puck. Just get it in deep. You have a three-goal lead. That's when turnovers can really turn the game around quickly, as we saw in that first half.
Pass through the middle of the ice, turned over by the Cougars, comes to the near side and turned right back over by the Islanders as this is dumped down in by Olsen to the right wing half boards. Left wing corner taking it back is Nelson for the Islanders before it's turned over, and then we have a whistle here. Let's see what the whistle is for.
Hand pass?
Maybe that's the case. I think so. And I think that's what they're saying. I think I just saw Brad Stofers make the hand pass motion as he was talking to Kropp. So left wing circle face off here. Fourth line out for the Cougars. But I think this is, they played more like a third or second line with the way they've been playing. As Schwartz will win this faceoff for the Cougars, try to send it up towards the left point, but goes right to Hatfield. Hatfield along the right wing, pushing this puck in towards the middle. Left wing corner, bouncing puck, that comes back to the Cougars before it comes back out into the neutral zone. Actually, one was just held in, I think they're saying. It's close to coming over that line. Either way, Cougars have the puck back. Bouncing puck as Peters brought it in, and then Schwartz loading up from the top of the left point as that comes back out to the neutral zone. Peters, the player right on him, got chopped, and that freed the puck up from Garrity as he gave it off to his player there in Hatfield as Hatfield gets checked off. Back into the right wing corner, tried a centering pass. Good defense from Palermo as he gets a little bit of help from his partner in Schwartz, as Schwartz and Palermo at least get it to the neutral zone with about 8 minutes left to go here in this second half. And here we have the whistle offsides on the Islanders as we reach exactly the 8 minute mark.
Yeah, Palermo, you know, you've been calling Palermo's name several times today, and obviously he stood out.
He's another guy, we talked about Willie DeRemus and him not being with the team. That's another guy who needs to step up is Palermo, because that's another guy who's going to get a lot more time because of the fact that Willie DeRemus is not with the team anymore. Mm-hmm. So just another guy that you need to step up defensively, and because somebody's got to take his minutes, and it's just who's going to do it. Cougars make the pass over to the far side. Is that puck brought in onside? Zavane having Nickerson in the slot. Sends it around, but Nickerson couldn't finish it off. As that puck goes a little bit too inside on him, he couldn't get the stick in for the shot opportunity with 7:30 left to go here now.
Yeah, Joe, I think it looked like, again, as Chris mentioned, he just couldn't get control of the puck when he was coming in on the play here, and that was the look going the other way.
It looked like from initially what we saw was that he just couldn't get the stick on it. He couldn't settle it down for a good opportunity, and that was a really good opportunity for them on that play.
I thought Zavane was maybe going to make that pass sooner. Decided to wait.
He had a lot of time on that.
And went around the player instead of passing it before the defenseman was in the way. As this comes to the near side, to the stick of Lomberg, passing it through the middle onto Zatera's stick. Top of the right circle, shot, rebound opportunity, gets to Palermo, who hits it off the side of the net as it goes in behind. Watson with it there, down to the right wing corner.
Number 21, not afraid to go to the net. I'm making that statement right now.
I think he knows he has to do that a little bit more too. As this back to the right corner, where it gets to the stick of Nelson, who sends it to the far side for the Islanders. But two players there, player down, and I think we're going to have a call here against the Cougars on an interference. As
Olsen down, going to the box or
maybe,
Shipman?
Maybe. We'll see who it is. Hatfield, yeah, I think it's Hunter Shipman.
Shipman, right.
Because Brooks Hatfield was down before the puck even came to him. So Shipman will get a two-minute break. But not a good break.
Joe, one of the things I want to bring up is the fact Coach Stouffer's mentioned it between periods in terms of he's been able to roll four lines here when I asked him the question about the length of the game, that there are two first halves like that. How important is it to roll two all four lines when you're talking about a unique game setup with 25-minute halves?
Oh, it's huge. It's very huge because these guys are not used to body-wise playing that much. If you're able to roll four lines, you're able to get more rest as you're rolling those four lines. So that's huge, especially when it comes to getting tired towards the end of the game.
If you talk about rhythms and things like that, you want to train yourself to be playing at optimal, at your best ability. When you stay out there longer, that's when you start to glide and do things that you shouldn't, and then you're not gonna play as well. As Olsen with a shot from the top of the right circle, save made by the goalkeeper in Dustin Reed. And to elaborate on that a little bit more, You play at half speed instead of playing at full speed, and you never want to play at half speed. So when you roll lines, it allows you to do that. That's why you need to come off, though, if you're a player too, when you're tired.
Right, and there's a multitude of things at play there. If you're playing at half speed, obviously you can form some bad habits. You can have a turnover. And then the other thing is you stand a chance of getting injured if you're playing at half speed.
That's why it's important to practice at full speed and not half speed as well. Comes to the near side, a shot that hits off of a leg for Cantu as it goes up to the left point to Hott.
Nice Hott block by Peters.
With that shot out in front, player goes down. They are on the power play here still for 55 seconds. The first part of this power play, they haven't had a whole lot of opportunities. Trying to keep control of the puck now along the near boards.
Cougars are doing a good job of pressuring on this power play or on this power kill, not allowing them to set up.
Cantu with the shot, hits some traffic out in front, comes right back to, it looked to be, I think it's Nickerson who was the one who sent up Crop. They have a couple guys with the long hair, and sometimes it's hard to tell which one's which. As this goes right to the goalkeeper and Barr, nice pass to Olsen as he's able to wrist this one right back down. Had a lot of time there and kills off another 20 seconds left to go here on this one on Hunter Schiffman. Along the right wing, it's Lafort. Lafort to the right wing corner as he gets rubbed off the puck and the Cougars cleared out one more time. 6 seconds left. This should probably do it for the penalty here on Hunter Schiffman. As now it's back to 5-on-5 hockey. Cougars now having to play a little bit of defense, whiffing on a shot opportunity there was Garrity as it goes through the middle. As Zatera took a shot, but it hit off a leg. Sent up towards the left point after he shot it, but cutting in front was Hatfield. Hatfield around one, but offsides. So put it into the far dot with 4:19 left to go here in the second half, 6-3. Cougars with the lead.
Joe looking, laying some lumber on Hatfield there in the corner.
Gotta be physical, man.
Hunter Schiffman on that one.
Hunter Schiffman, one of the more physical guys on this Cougars team. Face won by Lockinen. Also he can be a very offensive defenseman at times too, jumping up into plays with some speed. Good lift of the stick by Zavain. Turn the puck over to the Cougars, but Cantu takes it right back for the Islanders.
Good amount of turnovers for the Islanders in their own zone.
Rayback battling there along the boards. Gets the puck over to Zavain, who gives it to Nickerson. Nickerson tried to make a move around one into the slot. Gets it in the slot now. Just takes a quick shot. That puck free somewhere, and Reed with the save, and that finally gets in for the goal. I think that's a goal for Zavain, who ended up losing his stick, too.
I think you're right. Persistence at the net pays off here.
Just keep whacking away.
So it'll be 7-3 now, Cougars, as
pays
we watch
off draw.
Here. You see here, gets onto the forehand for the first shot from Nickerson. He sends it low through legs. I don't even think Barr saw it. And then the player ended up hitting it out of the air in Cantu. And then I think it ends up going in off of Zavain's stick.
Yeah, two whacks at it by Zavain. The second one puts it in.
As there, the shot that goes to the right wing corner by the Cougars comes out into the neutral. No, just held in as it's onto the stick there of Schwartz. Trying to make a move around a player, but the puck didn't come with him.
That was a heavyweight collision there.
And Schwartz got the better end, gave the better end of it as Hernandez goes to the left wing half boards and turns the puck over back to the Cougars. Schwartz with the pass over to Schiffman. Schiffman jumping into the plate. Power turn inside, takes the shot. Puck somewhere in the blue paint, bounces in behind. Hand up into the air here.
Delayed penalty.
And we have the whistle go, and we'll see who the penalty goes on. I believe it's going to be on the Islanders, but the question is who. With 2:50 left to go here in this second half.
You might be calling a high stick. No? Now he's got the penalty box open.
It is a high
stick. Sticking, okay.
And it is going to go against the Islanders, and it's going to be on number 14 in Samuel Hernandez. So he gets to sit in the sin bin for 2 minutes.
7-3, Cougars here with 2:22 to go in the game.
Face off one to the Cougars, up to the point to Olsen. Back along the right wing half boards, back down low for Lomberg. Into the right circle for a shot and Reed with the save. Off the right pad, comes back up to Hunter Schiffman. Left wing corner now, back up to the point for Schiffman as he skates in, wrists one low, hit too many legs out in front and goes to the right wing corner. Back to Olsen up at the right point as he gives it off top of the right circle. Back to Olsen as he loads up as that's a blocker save and then it's hit out and controlled. Actually, that one was staying in, but Schiffman brought it back outside the zone. Right wing half boards, puck comes free right to Lomberg as Schiffman gets hit there as it's bouncing in towards the blue paint and it's covered up by Reed for a faceoff in the right circle with 2:19 left to go here in this second half, 1:12 on the power play opportunity.
Well, Joe, the Cougars have just been stepping on the gas pedal here in the second half. What are your thoughts so far?
Stepping on it? I believe they've been flooring it. They have not been stepping on it. They've been flooring it. And on that power play opportunity, we saw them just pass it along the points and just try opening things up for the guys down low. Let's see if they continue right now.
As they pass it up to the point to Beltrame, who goes back to the right wing half boards. Stepping in is Van Dyke, giving it off. And now back up to Beltrame at the right point. Left point for Lockenen as he goes to the right circle. Not able to corral the puck was Van Dyke. Into the right circle, he turns around, takes a shot off the glove hand and down to the left wing corner. It goes from Reed as this bounces back to Kropp. Kropp behind the net as he comes back around and up to the right point with the pass to Beltrame. He toes the line. Right circle, back for Kropp as he sends it back down low where it comes for Van Dyke. Kropp, or to let Mansky it went as he turned it over as he tried to pull it in towards the slot as this one goes right into the glove hand of Barr. So in behind the net, Cougars here with one more rush opportunity with about 20 seconds left in the power play. As this one will come right back to their defense, and Beltrame, nice move around one player. As he gives it off to Lockenen. Lockenen skating up along the left wing, brought it in, but lost the puck as soon as he did. That'll allow the Islanders to clear it down one more time. We're reaching the end of this one. Power play over, we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. As we are just about to the minute mark of the period. As Letmanski through the middle of the ice, poked away from him, taken back by Lockenen, who dumps it to the left wing corner. Islanders collecting here for maybe one more opportunity or two, depending on what they can do, as they ice the puck here. So bring it right back into their own end. So not much going well here at the end of this one for the Islanders.
They really just, the second half, just haven't been able to get any sort of rhythm going. We've seen them have a few good opportunities in the Cougar zone, but not enough to get anything going.
Faceoff will be in the right circle. Fourth line back out there for the Cougars as Schwartz will win the faceoff over to Peters. Peters will send it back down low for Schwartz, but a player cuts in front of him and Hutt. As Hutt tried to exit the zone, but Schwartz with some good defensive work keeps it in. As this one bounces onto Schwartz, stick back over to the left wing half boards. Palermo lifting it high and over. As this one gets to Marcuselli. Marcuselli tried to get the puck off for a pass. Couldn't quite do it as this one finally sent out by the Islanders along the left wing. Bouncing off a player in front from Carrasco as he turned it over. Cougars hurry, they maybe catch the Islanders in a change as Marcuselli sends a shot up into the glass as this bounces out into the neutral zone. Back to Palermo, and that'll do it here for this one. The Cougars win 7-3, Joe. First half was just not a good, I'd say just not a very good half for the Cougars. The second half, they played much better.
Second half, they played their game. And that's the one thing the coach said at the interview at the half is they didn't play their game in the first half. In the second half, they really played their game. They really were just being very skillful, and the Islanders really were just non-existent. They really did not do anything, and they weren't able to. And they were in their zone a lot.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time in their offensive end for the Cougars. For the Islanders, just too much time in the defensive end, not a lot of puck possession time too. And that's really tough on a team if you can't have that puck for very long. You're not really going to win many games probably if you don't have the possession time. And just even a little bit more than what they had, I think, is something to point out too. They didn't really have a whole lot at all other than in the first half of the game. And even then, they didn't have a whole lot.
No, they didn't have a whole lot. First half, they did look good, but second half, they didn't come out to play. They must have been sitting in the locker room coming out in the second half, but just they didn't really have too much going for them whatsoever in that second half, and the Cougars just came out firing on all cylinders in the second half.
As the Cougars salute the fans in attendance for this one, as it was a good game for the Cougars. We'll see who we get for Eric Willowhite to talk to, as I believe he's going to grab one of the players here. We'll see who he decides to grab and talk to. I think he's got somebody right now. I think that looks to be either Cody Rayback or Gavin Nickerson. Tough to see from where we are here But we will go to Eric right now. Eric, take it away.
Thank you, Chris. I'm down here with Gavin Nickerson. Gavin, that was a very interesting first half there. You guys trailed most of the first half. Then a little explosion of goals there in the last 2 minutes of the first half, coming out with a 3-3 tie game. What changed for you guys in the second half?
We just needed to get our feet going at the beginning. We came out real sluggish. Definitely got it going near the end. Able to bury some goals, and that was a big turning point for us today.
So your line obviously has been on fire offensively between you, Zavane, and Rabek. What are the things that you think work well with you guys, either from a chemistry standpoint or just from hockey skills?
Yeah, we all play a very high-paced game, so that's a big key for us. We can rush the puck and score off the rush really easily. We know where each other are. We're all good friends off the ice, so that's our chemistry. We know each other pretty well, and that's been helping us out recently.
Now, have you played in these showcase games before?
We were out in Boston a couple weeks ago, played the same kind of format, played teams out on the East Coast like that.
So how does it feel then when you're playing two 25-minute halves? When you get to that extra 5 minutes, does it feel any differently from a player's standpoint?
A little bit. I mean, I think it's more of a matter of not being able to regroup in between a second and third period because you only have that one regroup. So you really have to correct all your mistakes at that halftime. And if you don't, that's all you got left in the game. So that's a big key.
Well, Gavin, congratulations on the victory today and your goals, and good luck on your next games.
Thank you very much.
Chris, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Eric, and good conversation with Gavin Nickerson, one of the first guys we talked to. I think he was on our second Chicago Cougars All-Access show, and if you want to hear that, you can always listen every Monday at 2 o'clock. We have Chicago Cougars All-Access a whole hour. We usually have a player or two come on and talk with us. And, of course, we always have head coach and general manager Brad Stouffer's in on the conversation as well. But, Joe, tale of two halves for the Cougars. It's weird to say that halves instead of periods. But that's the way it is because of the showcase. The first half, they came out slow. Like Gavin said, didn't quite have their legs under them. Second half, they definitely did. And they really played their game and played well.
They played their game and played well in that second half for sure. Maybe just slow start for whatever reason. Sometimes when you get on the ice, your feet aren't moving like you want to. Maybe that might be the case in the first half. But the second half, they had their game, then they played very well. And you can see how well they played. And just looking at some of these goals right here, I mean, they're just doing everything well. I mean,
dirty goals.
Dirty goals don't matter. As long as it ends up in the back of the net, that's all that matters. Ask any player that, and they will say that.
Right. They were getting to the dirty areas. You hear head coach and general manager, if you're ever at a game, you'll hear him during power plays and other times. He'll shout out, net front, somebody in front. And you really saw that a lot here, especially from a goalkeeper who had a pretty hot start in Dustin Reed. He was a pretty good goalie. He saw a lot of shots, over 40 shots in the game from the Cougars, too. And he only let up the amount that he did. I mean, that's still a pretty good game from Reed.
Yeah, but something that we kind of elaborated on in the broadcast was maybe his confidence was shaken a little bit, especially in that second half where he was giving up a lot of goals.
He was, but I think that when you look at him, it's because of good work by the Cougars.
Yeah.
We've been watching these replays from Dr. Pete here, who's controlling everything for us, and these are goals where look at how many guys are around the net for the Cougars. You have two there in front making opportunities for themselves, not just one guy there or just shooting from the outside.
Yeah, when you have that many guys going to the front of the net, good things are going to happen. And you see it right here. One, two, three, four. You have four guys within that area.
Four guys and four different opportunities as well before that puck finally gets in. Three rebounds before the final goal.
And right here, getting in front of that. One, two.
Right,
somebody's always finding their way to the front of the net, creating opportunities, and ultimately, if you want to score goals, go to the front of the net and doing the dirty work.
Right, as we're going to watch this one here as well, where you see the player come in Palermo as he shoots. He's creating an opportunity, though, for himself off of that shot, and he still have a lot of guys with some good chances.
Yeah, just good chances, firing it at the net. You never know what can happen.
And then the quick shot there from Letmanski. But it's all off of multiple opportunities, spending time in the zone, and not just that pretty goal where you deke around a guy and you get in all alone and then you shoot and score. That wasn't what the Cougars had in order to win today, and they got a bunch of those. We've got a bit of time here between this game and the next one. Like we said, we got one more game here for you tonight. It's the Flyers and the Blaze who will play in that one. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with that here on SportstownChicago.com.
Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night. You've heard me talk about the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, but what do the students think?